What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chill Politics. It's been a few years since we last podcasted, but I'm joined here today by Evnap, Gaz, Logs, and Mayo. We're here to talk about some interesting things going in our lives in times of late with this COVID-19 virus.
Indeed.
Gaz, take it away.
Thank you for the intro, Michael. Very much appreciate it, as always.
That's what I'm here for.
That's why I'm paid. Oh.
I like Log's topic of which TikTok girl, which
oh my god, we're not going into this.
Which underage
keyword TikTok underage?
Which underage TikTok girl would you like to give a hug?
Girl, would you like to hug?
It can't be Charlie.
That's the only one that's underage. Her last name.
But clearly, you haven't been looking enough, dude.
Oh, they're all underage.
Probably are.
I don't know, man.
But I don't have a TikTok yet.
You should.
I downloaded the app, but I was too scared to make an account.
Very easy. Just make an account.
But then they have my email.
Okay.
It doesn't
just make
matter.
Just make a new email.
They have iPhone has this new thing where it creates like a fake account for you. It's like anything you want.
Really?
Yeah, it sets like a fake email.
How do I get that?
It like pops up when you start to sign into stuff.
Type in xhamster.com in your browser.
Okay.
People still use that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Evan, tell me what pops up when you click when you search that. Tell me what
that's actually
pops up when you search that.
Oh, that's porn. I'm just kidding. God. I didn't actually look it up.
Wait, what's the website?
xhamster.com.
Wait,
you enjoy yourself there, Mayo?
This guy, bro. This guy.
Is this a cringe compilation?
Okay, I'm buddy. So funny. I love it when people just like call you buddy, you know?
What's up, bud?
Yeah. Have that happen to you?
And yeah. Literally all day at work. It's every day.
If people that are shorter than me call me buddy, then I get mad at them.
I get mad at anyone who calls me buddy.
Buddy, like shut the fuck up.
Michael, you call people buddy.
I did that on purpose to piss you off.
Oh, okay.
I don't call people bud or buddy. I say, what's up, man?
Okay, up, buddy. Homes?
Yeah, it's definitely the worst when you're standing taller than like a 60-year-old man and he calls you buddy and I'm just like, come on, bro.
Yeah, come just tell him to die, idiot.
Oh, catch Lord. Coronavirus, idiot. How old
man,
are you, buddy?
Have you all seen the cases just keep rising?
No.
Yep, that's what happens when a virus spreads.
Did y'all look at the news and see that the coronavirus party that kids were throwing and trying, they would go to supermarkets and shit, and they have the virus, and they were licking all the fruits and vegetables trying to spread it. The police caught them, and they haven't
it's
officially
like Nazi zombies.
What they're gonna do, but I think they should all go to jail, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's like
terrorists.
The flood from Halo.
Terrorists.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think they should
I
all
hear
go
about
to jail
that.
For doing that shit.
They should get killed.
Not killed, no. Not that extreme.
Be aborted. It's so late.
But I definitely think, you know, what they did is wrong.
I think they should be, their head should be cut off.
Which head?
Both. I mean, seriously, though, like, some people can't live with this illness. People with, like, diabetes and shit. And, you know, autoimmune.
Well, did they have the virus, though?
They had the virus.
Oh,
did
really?
They have the virus?
They had the virus.
Oh,
they had the virus, bud?
Oh, I didn't. I thought they were just licking fruit, you know?
No, they had the virus.
Oh. Well, do they have to buy? Hey, they have time? To buy it. Don't they have to buy it if they lick it?
No,
you
they
open a banana up in the grocery store. You have
Michael,
to buy
are
it.
You going to suck on this about? Year?
You know what? I'm not falling for that shit.
Hey, suck on my penis.
Hey guys. I have a story pertaining to this topic.
Go for
what's
it.
Up?
One time at Publix, I tried to buy one grape.
Okay.
And they didn't let me. It was.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. I really am.
You gonna be all right there, man?
It wasn't heavy enough to register on the scale.
Oh, yeah, because they do it by weight. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, kind of. Bad.
So did you have to put it back or did you just eat it and, you know, walk out?
I ate it. My manager told me to eat it.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
What color is the grape?
Purple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People be like, green grapes are better. Be like,
that's like green saying green apples are better.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
They are better. What do you mean?
Okay.
Green apples suck. They're
it's
sour.
Like a Sour Patch apple? Kid put in yeah. the fruit.
This yeah.
You know what's that's really dope. Good? Apples with frosting.
No, it's not.
I shut up.
Literally, you
okay, this kid could go die.
All right, let's talk about homosexuality.
Wait, you really put frosting on fruit?
Or Michael, Michael hugged a girl.
Oh yeah, let's play a game. How many girls have you hugged?
Yeah, this is good.
Go.
With consent or without?
No oh, being an aggressive hug.
Michael, you start. We'll start there. Since you're the host.
Zero.
Is it above or less than 10?
Zero.
Okay. Not even your mom?
Oh my god.
Are you telling me you ain't been home, Miss Patty?
Dude, legit, I'm talking about hugging. Nothing weird.
Well, I don't know.
Ah, oh, dude, he must be gay. Fuck. I knew it.
Think about
it. Oh, no.
You know what?
Evan, to you, how many girls have you hugged?
Over 20.
Whoa. Heck yes.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That kind of got a rise out of me.
Mayo, how about you down there? How many girls have you hugged?
Oh, you say Mayo?
Yes.
I'd say around 20 also.
20 as well?
Wow.
Taking it safe with 20 logs, you?
I don't know. I'd say in between 15 and 20. Maybe.
How does it have to be?
I'd say mine were mainly moms.
Hugs in total.
Oh, no. I'm talking about hugs. I mean, like, how many different girls you hug?
Yeah, does
all right, let's talk about kisses next. All right, Michael.
All right.
All right, good to hear from you. I've probably 25.
So what, Evan, you're in your what, junior senior? Sophomore? I don't remember.
So senior junior ish era.
Okay. And you said 25?
Yeah.
So first year out of high school, how was that for you?
Well, I gained some weight, and with the dad bod action, I got more girls than I do now. But yeah. But I didn't have my first kiss until senior year.
Senior year of...
of college. Just kidding. High school.
Okay.
I was saving kisses for the right person, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Also, my first date was in
TLC would jump all over this. Like the guy that kisses the car? How's that? Have you ever seen that?
Weird obsessions.
His red car?
What is it? A Toyota?
I don't even know.
What is it? I'm looking at that.
I think it's a... I want to say it's a... Mazda?
Mercury?
Mazda? It's red. It's red, right?
It's red.
Yeah.
Oh, they have it blurred out.
Oh.
They have the... What is it, bro? An animate object.
Making love to a tailpipe. That's what it's all about.
Jamie, pull this up.
Craig, do your job.
Damn it, Craig.
Craig's the fuck scared, are we paying man. You for? I don't like it when he tells us he's recording. He does it in like a robotic-ish voice. I granted he is a robot and shit, but like.
So Michael, how are you making? Are you doing well making friends at UCF?
Get this: the page is completely taken down from TLC's website.
I made a couple.
Yeah, it's hard to make friends.
It is,
especially when you're close with your hometown friends, you know.
It is. I haven't met a group of people like y'all, and I don't make many friends easily. I'm not one just to make a friend to make a friend. You know, I make a friend for life. And few people have the qualities, you know, y'all do.
There's a WikiHow on how to kiss your car. How to kiss your car.
Please link that in chat, please.
Please link it.
Let's see.
On how to kiss how your about... car?
Oh, how to no. kiss him in the car. I can't fucking read.
Oh my god.
What?
Jesus. It's how to kiss your boyfriend in the car, not how to kiss the car.
This is a WikiHow.
There's WikiHows and everything.
It's a 3 out of 5 stars. 56% rating.
Is this reviews?
Yeah.
What?
It says don't.
What the fuck are you looking don't... at?
Don't go in with your eyes open.
What?
Oh, y'all well, ever Lord. Kiss someone with your eyes open?
Oh. Oh, no.
That's, well, a, you guys that's were... a no-no.
Nah, it's... Makes their
touch your partner's arm or hand lightly to start the playfuling beginning.
All right, dude, you can't read this off.
This is like a How It's Made episode right here.
Baby edition.
Always ask before you verbally kiss.
Verbal.
How the fuck do you verbally kiss?
Ask for a kiss verbally if you're feeling brave.
Ask for a kiss verbally.
May I kiss you, please?
May I caress Clarence? Your lips, ma'am? So what?
Is that Clarence?
Yeah.
If she's not breathing, that means you need to back off.
She's not breathing.
Okay.
That's the first time I've heard that.
If she thinks,
how do
name
I wipe this
stop.
From my computer? Who do you think, like, there's drawing, there's like pictures on here. Who do you think is drawing these for this? WikiHow. You think someone's getting paid to do this?
Probably.
Yeah, they have a team locked up in a dark room.
I'm gonna draw.
And they use like light shadows to make the fucking images.
Oh, God.
Who's coloring? Someone's gotta color them too.
It's literally just basic shapes to make a human. That's really scary.
Are there comments on these? They have comments in the bottom or something? References. The references are Teenage Vogue, eHarmony.
eHarmony? Wait, what's Teenage Vogue?
It's like Vogue, but for teenagers.
They make that stuff?
Yeah, you never heard of Teenage Vogue? Or Teen Vogue?
Bro, I live under a rock, you know that. I have no idea what that is.
All right, new topic. anybody got a topic?
Sex.
Yeah.
No.
Let's talk about how the NCAA like canceled everything. They might even cancel football.
They're canceling football season?
Sports. That's what SEC was talking about.
No, I actually like football season. I went to all the games I can or could.
Could.
One of the two.
Way to go.
Yeah, that was one of the cool things about UCS. Yeah. Is always going to the football games. That was...
Hi.
We'd get there like 3-4 hours early, stand in line. We'd get the best seats in the house. It was darn cool. We'd sit right where the film crews were. And... where the players exit or come onto the field.
That they was come definitely on the field? Real neat.
And the stadium there, when you're jumping on it, the whole thing just propels you up.
Is it's it concrete or is it what?
Aluminum. Gibson. It's the steel bleach, like the bleachers, not aluminum, probably steel, but like steel bleachers.
What kind of shape?
It's springy. So when everyone's jumping for Zombie Nation, the whole stadium
is that like the traditional song they use?
Yeah, so like on kickoffs, I think it's just kickoffs. I don't remember exactly, but I think it's kickoffs and punts.
What about the women? Are the women down there nice at UCF?
There are some fine ones. There's some also really cool ones.
Yeah, how do they? Does anyone? Differ?
What's up?
How do they differ from FSU?
I would say UCF has a lot of Latinos and Latinas.
Okay.
A lot of Hispanic people. You know.
Bro.
I'd say it's pretty balanced, though. Like, there's not one.
I mean, it is the biggest college in the nation. You would think it'd be, you know.
Yeah, it's actually really balanced. Like, there's everyone there. You know, you got your Hispanics, you got your whites, you got your blacks, you got your Asians.
Whoa.
You got everyone.
You have raisins there?
Raisins? No. What?
I heard raisins, too.
I did, too.
Raisins? No. No raisins. Wait, what happened to my screen, man?
Get this. Greta Thunberg said she likely had COVID-19. You know what I'm talking about?
She's full of shit.
Yeah, she is.
Isn't that girl who's like...
And then she talks about how stressing how young people need to take action towards coronavirus safety.
The more Corona you drink, the less the virus will spread.
I don't think her opinion really changes anyone else's opinion. Kids are kids.
She said she had symptoms and she stayed in her room away from her parents for about a couple of days.
Cool.
She never got tested, though. So I don't know.
If she's going to make a speech, she should have been tested. And I don't believe that, you know, someone that young has that big of an impact. Like, it's just... It's hard, you know, kids are kids. They just don't know as much as adults. It's a fact. Like,
well, her father had the same. I think she did have it since her father had the same symptoms. Tired, shivers, sore throat, coughing.
That could be the flu. Same thing. And I'm not trying to knock her down with what I say, but, you know, age does bring wisdom most of the time.
I mean, just because you're... 15, 16 year old doesn't mean that
you're saying are you saying she's wrong because she's a woman?
Oh my god. That's not what I said at all.
You're saying she doesn't have a voice because
she's what's this? I mean, her outlook on it could be the same as a 40-year-old guy who's, you know, who has just a regular construction job. He's gonna go on WebMD to see if he has symptoms.
White guy to be specific.
It doesn't matter. He could go onto WebMD and look up the symptoms for coronavirus, and she could go on WebMD and get the same thing. So I mean, it's the same thing. So I mean, it kind of just depends on. I mean, where you're.
I think people are just like level, literally dumb.
That
like,
too.
People are just like going to buy toilet paper and all the essentials, but they don't need it. Like, just live your normal life, work from home, and stop complaining. Like, grow up.
Well, I agree, but like,
working from home's not exactly the
most. It actually is pretty negative to certain people. Like I said earlier, you know, you got all those people with autoimmune diseases, you know, diabetes, stuff like that. You know, your
That's
elders.
Not what I'm saying at all.
What?
Now he's talking about like buying a bunch of toilet paper. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, like freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. For no reason. Like being not actually doing your research, but just following what CNN says.
Because yeah, when you freak out, you're taking it away from like older people who need that supplies.
Yeah.
Right.
Because when they get sick, they have a possibility of actually dying more than.
Pisses me off the most about this shit is those people stockpiling all that stuff, going in the stores, emptying the shelves, and taking all of it. And it's like, you know, you don't need all that. And what they're doing is they're probably going to sell it for a profit.
Yeah, but they get arrested for that. And multiple people have been arrested because of it.
I really hope they do. You know, stealing like all of it, like not just
all of Publix's
fruit snacks, and I'm selling them in bulk.
Yeah, that was one thing that. that some of the wholesale clubs have implemented was limits. So that's one thing that we've been dealing with lately is limits on a lot of items like eggs and milk and stuff like that, where you can only there's only a limit for one per member, and so people have been complaining about that, especially for wholesale clubs like for instance, we have a lady that works at she owns a dog kennel, and she goes to Costco weekly and buys five of our huge 40-50 pound bags of dog food. And we are only allowing one per member. So on one of those days, I think it was a Saturday or Sunday, and we were, you know, jam packed full of people. And so we limited one per member, and she was really upset, but she went around five times and got one bag every single time because people need it. And I think it's really hard to, the problem is that you have people that are just making false claims like, oh, I have 20 kids at my house and I need all this toilet paper. No, you don't. Like, stop making these, you know, false claims. I mean, some people are trying to run businesses from their homes, and you're just kind of like, you know, taking, and I think that's kind of fucked up.
You think about it also, like those state homes, those, the nursing homes with all the old people in it. Mm-hmm. One of them gets it, you know, the whole nursing home would go down.
That's
and they're on lockdown from what I understand.
They shouldn't be, yeah, because all, yeah.
Yeah. No one's allowed to leave or
yeah, the Florida governor.
Not even family. Yeah. Not even family. And old people are getting mad because that's like something that they rely on, you know, on a
daily that's what they're basis. Paying like, for, you know.
Right, to see family members, and
it's like they're holding them hostage, you know?
Yeah. And only like the staff are allowed to leave, but the retirement people aren't, and that's what's really making them upset. We have a lot of that too, since kind of we are located by a couple of retirement homes. But
the world is changing with this stupid virus. Like,
do you think it's for the good or for the worse?
Can't tell yet, because I mean, if you look at all the universities in Florida, I believe all of them are going to online classes until fall, and most of them, with this online learning, it's tough. Like, you sign up for these in-class, you know, these classes to be at the university to, you know, have those resources of tutoring, going to your professor and all that. And when you're sent to this online world, it's hard. You don't have that same ability to communicate with them and get that, you know, extra knowledge or helping hand. Yeah. As you do in person, like these online voice chats, oh yeah, they're great. But me sitting next to you and talking to you and you showing me like a little trick in what I'm doing along with my work, it's like, you know, that helps me like that. But it's not, you can't do that here. And it's causing a lot of problems. And UCF actually went on to state that you can choose to allow your classes to be graded as grades, like A, B, C, D, E, or there's no E, duh, or F. Or you can choose to pass or fail the class. So 70 above is a pass, 70 below is a fail. And with these classes, you know, people are then going to not try. And because the nice thing about pass fail is they don't affect your GPA. But
right.
If you have good grades and you want those grades to reflect, you can choose so. But what's the point in trying when we're all pretty much on a vacation in some sort? Because we're all locked at home. We all have Wi-Fi. You know, it's hard staying focused to do your work. Everyone just wants to, you know, watch TV.
Hang out with their families. You know?
Yeah, and goof off. Hang out with family, stuff like that, eat, yeah.
Play some video games. Mm. You know, catch up on what we used to do years back when we had all this free time. And now we're still expected to put the same effort in. It's tough. I mean, it's definitely tough. But something that a lot of people, I feel like, are not going to do and fail out. So I'm really interested in what the state's going to do with all these institutions and financial aid when all these students flunk out. Because I know half my classes, half the students aren't showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 200-person class. You know, I mean, a 400-person class. 200 of those people aren't showing up, and I know 200 of them, those 200 don't know how to do all the material just from the grades posted. So it's going to be an interesting fall. I'm really.
And then you have like public schools who aren't even going to have class because they can't, all the students, they don't have laptops, you know?
Are seniors going to graduate this year or not? Like, that would suck.
It's just going to have to be delayed.
Or semester?
I don't know how that's gonna go.
In a half year, no one accepts students in spring. You know how small the classes load or the class size they accept in. It's gonna be hella different.
Well, it'll kind of be like something like Hurricane Michael. So like, if you were affected by the coronavirus and like say you had you're in a one way kind of income household. So like you have a mom or a dad that works one job and they couldn't go to that job because of the virus. So you're gonna have like.
What can they do that though? It seems like they'd cheat other people out of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did that for Hurricane Michael. Like, were you affected to that? And some people put yes, some people would no. And
I didn't have that option.
It was dependent on like which university you applied to.
It depends if you were in the university where it was.
I didn't get it. I never got it for TCC, but I know FSU and UF and UCF, like they got it because that's where the hurricane hit.
Yeah,
I'm
I had just, to come
I'm
home.
Wondering how coronavirus is gonna affect that, and especially for fall. Like, I mean, it's definitely not gonna go away by the fall. So what if, you know, someone comes? What if someone gets it? You know, what if someone just randomly gets it in school? And or what, are they gonna shut the whole school down like they did, like they're doing now? Just,
they can't,
you know, next fall. What are they gonna do?
The economy is gonna plummet if we keep doing this. Like, we need to take care of people by all means, but at some point we have to go back to work. The economy can only take in all these small businesses, man. They're gonna go out of business, and those mom and pop places that everyone loves are gonna struggle the most.
Yeah, a lot of Chinese businesses are struggling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are afraid to go in and eat food or whatever they're serving or product they're serving out.
Because, you know.
Well, would you walk into a Chinese place right now to go eat or to go buy their product?
I mean.
Honestly, I can't leave the house, man. I'm on lockdown. But that stigma is around.
But I mean, if you weren't on lockdown, would you? Like, would you walk into a Chick-fil-A?
I don't think I'd walk into any restaurant. The only place I think I would risk it is Vertigo, but that's because they have the best burger and fries.
I think Mayo has some.
Mayo has some war stories with that.
Some opinionated words towards Vertigo.
Well, let's just say
egg is not good on a burger.
This man.
Egg is not good on a burger, Michael.
This man ate the burger. It's a gourmet burger. It's not.
Is
like
it a burger though?
McDonald's
is it a
burger. That's like.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
It was a gourmet.
It was a vegan
what
burger.
You mean?
It was a vegan burger. I agree.
I think it was too.
Are you all tripping?
It was plant based. It was plant based beef.
I hate you both. It was not. This
I think
man
it was.
Mayo
the amount
ate
of
the
grease
burger,
they had in it,
and then went outside and laid on the parking lot in a ball.
Instantly, it was instantly.
He was not feeling good.
It was
and I'm
instantly.
Like, dude, you eat out all the time. You're fine. And to this day, after 2 years, we still have not gone back to Vertigo.
It was like it was the amount of grease it had in it is what it was. It was
bro,
like
you like McDonald's
hide.
Burgers.
They don't have that much grease. That was like insane amount of grease.
I call
like it was
BS.
Dripping and from the burger.
That's
McDonald's
that's
do not have greasy burgers. They don't.
They have the opposite. They have dry
they don't
patties.
Know
they have yeah grease. It's more definitely more dry patties.
You can consume like 10 of those.
It was just, you know, meat juice.
It was the grease mixed with the egg yolk.
Okay, you got the breakfast one, man. That one's a little trippy. I'm not going to lie.
All they did was put an egg on it. What do you mean?
They put a lot of different stuff on that.
But I recall that Sanford. Well, Sanford was, you didn't, you looked at the menu and you were like, there's not a damn good thing.
What?
Like, remember Sanford was like, he looked at the menu.
What did
like,
you get, Russo? Yeah, I was like, I was looking.
I don't remember what I don't remember
wanted,
what
I
got.
Plain
you got the straight up.
Right, he wanted the plain burger, and he had to settle for the one with the egg on it.
You got, if you would have gotten the straight up burger, it's literally lettuce, tomato, and mustard ketchup. That's it.
And no patty?
With the patty. Oh my. With the patty. It was mayo, mustard, ketchup. No, it was pretty good. That's what I get. I add some bacon, take off the tomato and the mustard and ketchup, and I put
barbecue sauce on it. What do you taste when you bite
it?
Into it? To explain, describe what you taste when you bite into it.
It's a nice charred pepper
seasoned. See, charred. Charred is like burnt for
outside
me.
With a nice.
It was a bit burnt. It was a bit
inside.
Crusty. It wasn't. It was a bit crusty. Only like Michael, it was like. It was like it had a casing on
what?
It. The patty.
How do you
casing.
Like your steak?
Me? I like my steak medium. A little more.
I like
mine like
bloody,
medium,
so I can handle
the
grease,
rare side
of
medium,
so much
so like a little bit of pink. I can't do it if it's a lot of red, man. No. That's dangerous.
It was like they were taking one of those injectors and filled it with grease and put it in the patty and squirted that's, it right that's, in.
No, they don't. Oh my god.
Oh, they don't do that?
No.
Why? Because it would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yes, and they don't
that's
do
what
that.
I'm saying.
It's oh my gosh! You're talking about guys who value a McDonald's burger over like a nice gourmet burger. Gourmet.
From where? I'm Red Robin? No.
I've never actually eaten at Red Robin's.
You don't eat at Red Robin's. They eat you. That's how good it is.
Wait, isn't it Baskin Robbins?
No.
That's the ice cream place, you fuck. Don't get them mixed up.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Hey, you know with my great
Red Robin is a gourmet burger. Baskin Robbins is an ice cream, like, parlor place. Two different things. Similar names, two different things.
Red Robin.
Oh, I know that commercial.
Yeah, yeah. God. It's like an orgasm commercial. That's what it is. When you eat the burger, it's like an orgasm. Straight
That's
up, nothing compares.
Great way of putting it.
It really is.
Never.
Okay, well, next topic. I want to talk about the movie It Follows. Because you've seen it, right, Michael?
That movie's scary, man.
It's good. It was really good. It's about a girl who has sex with a guy, and then this thing is following her, and this guy, it follows the guy first, but to pass it along, he has to have sex down the chain, you get what I'm saying? And so it follows her, but it walks really slowly, so she can outrun it, but it follows her anywhere, and it can shapeshift into anybody, but only she can see it.
Ooh.
It's really scary. It's really good, too.
Where did you watch it on Netflix?
No, I had to buy it because I do it for class. I had a paper on it. It was also like
paper
it was
on
like,
that?
Yeah, yeah. It was like because he can't, you know, it's a horror. We're doing like a horror semester type thing before we let out. We're supposed to watch Get Out too, but I don't know about that. But yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
It's like the movie set in like an alternate dimension is what the director says because it's 80s. 70s and the 2020s all mixed together. So you have like old cars. You know, listen, you have like old cars. You remember the old cars, and you have like the houses with all the retro 80s, 70s look. And then you have the people with the phones, but you don't at the same time. They're like watching 70 movie, like black and white films on TV. They're watching them. It's crazy. It's weird. It's so weird. The whole movie is like perfect.
It actually was a very good, scary movie.
It's like the whole movie. It's like it's offsetting you. Like you don't know what it's like. There's this chill vibe. It's like winter at one point, then it's like summer. They're not wearing coats anymore. They're like in the pool, then they're like they're wearing coats the next second. It's so weird. Like everything about it. And like only she can see it. But you know, like that scene where they're attacking it, right? And it's got her ponytail up and everyone else sees that. Like, what is that? Like, you know what I'm talking about, Mike?
When he, on the beach where he just grabs the ponytail? Or
where they're
grabs
everybody,
ponytail.
Only she can see it, but they're attacking it. It's so weird.
Yeah, and they, well, yeah, they all just see your hair go up, and then they're like, what the hell is going on? Everybody, she starts, oh, it was scary. It was, whew.
The craziest part is that you can only transmit it by sex. So she's stuck with it, right?
Yeah, whoever.
So she and she gives it to this guy. She has sex with this guy, and then the guy dies, and the thing comes back to and gets her. So if she dies, it goes back to who gave it to her. And so she's just ultimately stuck with it. So what do you do?
That's right.
That was one of the essay questions.
Spoilers, by the way, folks.
It's a little late, but you know.
It's a little late, but
oh, it's not a big. No one's gonna see it. It costs money and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But
and you watch it again, you'll understand.
I actually would like to watch that again.
But what would you do? Like, how do you outrun it? Or how do you, like, it's what would you do, Mike?
Well, I mean, remember that one scene where she goes out on the boat and then sleeps with those guys and gives it to them and then runs away?
Yeah, but
I
like,
wonder
die
if
instantly,
you live
right?
on a boat, if it could ever get to you. And, you know, you live...
the space station. Become an astronaut, right?
Well, I mean, if you live, like, maybe 5 feet off the dock.
So just always have it follow you, though?
Yeah, just stay on a boat. Have people come to you.
Oh, dude, that'd be so scary because at like some points, she would just be like sitting in the house and the window would break in. It would just be slowly walking, like switching. It was scary. It'd be like this tall guy. This really
it's
tall
like
guy
Slenderman
walking
in. Sense.
Very, and then it, when she gives it to her friend Greg, it switched into Greg's mom. And so Greg thought it was his mom, and it just killed him because he thought it was his mom.
Yeah. And then the ending, the plot twist ending, did they actually kill it or not?
We'll spoil it because it's an unconclusive ending. She has sex with her best friend. So he has it now, and then they walk off into the sunset holding hands.
But there's somebody following them.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's walking slowly behind him.
Did they kill it when they dropped the toasters in the water?
No, it's alive. It's still alive by that point.
But that's the thing. It was dead in that scene.
No. It was alive. They knew it was still alive. So they had this. They had sex.
So he's going to die, then she's going to die.
Well, unless they always outrun it together is what the director's trying to say, I guess. I mean, that's a crazy concept.
I don't think you can outrun that, man.
You can go to another con?
Well, maybe all. Well, see, I think it would walk through the water. It would go on the bottom of the ocean and walk right through.
That's why I'm saying a boat would be like the perfect escape.
Unless, I don't know. It's so crazy.
All right, that's going to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah, let's. I think I can't sleep now. Well, that's
thanks for joining us.
Yeah, for another
chill. Hope you had fun.
Chill politics.
Welcome back. Chill politics. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for listening. I mean,